Hello, my fellow nerds, geeks, and just all-around interesting, cool people. Welcome to the Nerdy News Podcast. It's Sarah Quinn. I used to do this on the air, but now it's gonna live here in handy-dandy podcast form. So this is how we're gonna do it from now on. I'm gonna give you some quick bits of information, and then we're gonna go into the download, which is gonna vary each week. Sometimes it's gonna be an extra story, maybe it'll be a gadget, or just something that tickles my fancy, and hopefully tickles yours. Today we're gonna talk about a new live-action remake that Disney just announced, then this cool new way that scientists are hoping to treat depression, then gonna go into some major news that Sony has announced regarding their PlayStation systems, and then for the download, I'm gonna bring you a pretty cool gadget of the week that I think every morning person needs to have in their house. All right, let's get to it. Disney just announced that they are doing a live-action remake of Lilo and Stitch. Oh boy, now we don't have many details yet on this project because it's still really early in the planning phase, but we do know that they're planning on remaking the 2002 animated film. They better do this right because I'm a big lover of this film, two of my pets are named after this film, and if they don't do it right, I'ma be salty. The big buzz this week when it comes to science and mental health, scientists are creating brain-zapping implants that will fight depression. They're hoping that these electrical shocks will help reset the brain that can shift our moods. Think of them like seismic sensors that are planted on ground, but instead they're on your brain, just hundreds of tiny electrodes. They've already tried this out on a woman with her permission at the University of California in San Francisco, and they triggered different sensors on different parts of her brain to see how it affected their mood, and many of them made them make her feel calmer in her nerves and more positive. So they're hoping that this will be able to be used to treat patients that suffer from clinical depression, which is pretty cool. And it seems Sony has been taking notice of the fact that Xbox is a lot more friendly to users. They allow backwards compatibility. Now Xbox Live is going to be on Nintendo Switch and on mobile gaming. So Sony, not to be outdone, has just announced that for PlayStation 5, it will be backwards compatible. Now, for right now, it's just looking like it'll be backwards compatible for PlayStation 4 games. Nothing, no words on 3, 2, or 1, but I mean, if they really want to give what users want, either do that or re-release all past PlayStation titles on the PlayStation Store at a discounted price, if you ask me. With the quick bits done, it's time to get into your main download. This week, I'm bringing you a gadget that pretty much every morning person needs to have. It's a coffee alarm. It's called the Barisur Coffee Brewing Alarm Clock. It can be found at Urban Outfitters. Of course, it's at Urban Outfitters. Now, the price is a little steep. It's $445. But here's the thing. It's an alarm clock that wakes you up and starts brewing your coffee right at your bedside. Not only that, let's say you like cream and sugar and stuff, like me. It has a refrigerating unit that goes with it as well to keep your milk and cream products fresh. If you're not really into coffee, you can also brew tea as well. I think this would be an amazing Christmas gift or main birthday gift for that special someone in your life. I mean, Valentine's Day is this week, so might as well splurge. Well, that's going to do it for the first episode of the Nerdy News Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. And hey, if there's something you want me to cover or you'd like to nerd out about with me, drop me a line through our social media pages. All right, until next time, guys.